The Harris Challenge returns in 2017, and your chance to play is right now. If you haven't been on in the last 60 days, call us at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is our topical weekly trivia game where you can win fabulous prizes. Prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. I'm trying to put some names on the screen, and it just went way the heck over to the right. I don't even know if you can read it. So.
I got them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
And they have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. They have two locations. They also have a location in Florissant and one in St. Peter's. At 70 and 79. And if you get the clean sweep.
We had in a bonus prize. In fact, this year, two bonus prizes for you.
2017 is huge for bonus prizes. So, for the clean sweep, you get a Candice's gift certificate to Candice's Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
And then we have something brand new and special for you from a company in St. Charles. That offers something very, very cool, and I mean that literally.
Oh, it is cool. It's the Breezy Buddy Fan Cooled Pillow. And this pillow has fans, and it's great for using outdoors or indoors.
Yeah, when you get to a warm day and you need, oh, man, I'm feeling really hot. Or if you're the kind of person who's always turning the pillow over, looking for the cool side, this pillow has a cool side because it's a battery-operated fan, a quiet one, so it won't interfere if you're, like, watching TV.
Nope.
It'll blow nice, cool air on you. It's like an air conditioner for your head.
Yeah. It has a rechargeable USB power supply, or you can use four C-size batteries in that.
Yep.
And we're going to throw in a Breezy Buddy coupon for 50% off a Breezy Buddy sports fan chair.
Yeah, it's a camping chair with a fan built in.
Yeah, to go along with that Breezy Buddy pillow.
Yeah, so that's what you're playing for on the Harris Challenge today. And let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. Now, we're 6 days into the year. Is it too late for me to say Happy New Year to a contestant, Ian?
I don't think so.
All right, so Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge gets a unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your own prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
I don't know much, just driving home and I'm going to take my daughter to the Magic House tomorrow.
Oh, very nice. One of the great institutions in St. Louis, the Magic House. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what the questions and categories look like for you to choose from today, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is New Year, New Taxes. Or category three, Athletes in Movies. Which trivia athletes category would you like, Mark? Okay, athletes in movies it is. We put 60 seconds on the clock, work our way through five questions. You can pass on any one and come back and fill it in later as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up your points. And if you get at least half of the 15 available points, so really eight or better because we round up, if you get eight or better, you will win. If not, as you know, by the federal law, I have to punish you. All right, Mark, the category is athletes in movies. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NBA legend starred in the movie Space Jam?
Michael Jordan.
Correct. Which former major league catcher who hit a whopping 14 home runs in his career is better known as the play-by-play man in Major League?
Bob Uecker.
Correct. Which legendary NFL running back appeared in the 1967 war movie The Dirty Dozen?
Jim Brown.
Correct. Who played the co-pilot, Roger Murdoch, in Airplane?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which four-time NFL Pro Bowler with the Detroit Lions played Mongo in Blazing Saddles and James Garner's bodyguard in Victor Victoria?
Starts with K. Gonna kill me. Matt Kramer. Caceres? How do you pronounce it?
Caceres?
Close with it. I know it.
Oh, man.
It is close. Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Caceres?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so. But
it's so
close.
Webster ring a bell?
Yeah, he was Alex? On the TV show Webster. Alex Karras.
So close.
Karras
was his name.
I thought you were breezing through.
Oh,
so to speak.
Yeah. I
see what you did there, because we got the breezy buddy.
Yes.
Get away for the clean sweep. You thought it was breezy. Very, very nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, Mark, you're not a loser. You got 10 points, and you win. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll go to contestant two. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Happy New Year. Tell us about yourself or plug something.
Well, just getting ready to get on plane tomorrow, go to Orlando with my three daughters, husband, and five grandkids.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder who's paying for all that, Mike. You.
Pretty much all free. My wife is.
Wow. I got to get one of those wives who pays for everything.
I know. I love her.
Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? New year, new taxes, or who was that?
Who was that?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Fox News personality announced this week that she's leaving the network to join NBC?
Megan Fox.
No, it's Megyn Kelly.
Ah, damn.
Which singer is still getting flack for her performance in Times Square on New Year's Eve?
Mariah Carey.
Correct. Which ESPN broadcaster, nicknamed Boomer, who's been there since the network's first year, is stepping aside after 38 years?
I don't know it, Pat.
Which WikiLeaks personality was in the news again this week?
Yeah.
Sam Luvulo, the man who created a country comedy show as an answer to Laugh-In, died this week at age 88. What was the name of that show that ran from 1969 to 1990?
Yeehaw.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. Which ESPN broadcaster, nicknamed Boomer, did a lot of the NFL pre- and post-game shows, is stepping aside from his regular hosting duties? It was Chris Berman.
Chris.
And WikiLeaks would be Julian Assange. So, Mike, you got the two-pointer and you got the five-pointer, and unfortunately that's 7 points, and it's right below our winning threshold and at the top of our punishment range. Now, when this happens, I have to hit you with some punishment music. We've never had this as punishment music before, but I read this week that Netflix has brought back a show that was on in the 70s and 80s called One Day at a Time. It starred Bonnie Franklin as Anne Romano, and her daughters were played by Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips. And, of course, Pat Harrington Jr. was the super Schneider.
And he just died.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
They have brought the show back, but recast it as a Latino family with a single mom and her two kids, a daughter and a son, and there's still a super named Schneider, and the grandmother on the series is played by Rita Moreno. So I said, okay, if Netflix is bringing back One Day at a Time, I'm going to go find some One Day at a Time punishment music, and I did. Here from an original One Day at a Time episode, I believe this would be from 81 or maybe 82, Valerie Bertinelli as Elton John, and Mackenzie Phillips as Kiki D. That's enough. Now, a little musical history for you. Dan, who did Valerie Bertinelli go on to marry as an adult?
Eddie Van Halen. Yeah.
And what group did Mackenzie Phillips go on to be a part of when it was reincarnated in the 80s?
Wilson McKenzie?
No. The Mamas and Papas.
Oh, that's right.
Because her father was John Phillips.
Yeah.
So there's a little musical history there. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of singing on key.
Nothing was on key there.
Mike, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great new year.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nick, welcome to the show, and happy new year to you.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Good. Want to plug something?
I just want to say hello to my dad, Bill. He's a longtime listener, got me started listening to you guys, so hopefully he's listening.
All right. Hello, Bill and Nick. Thank you for continuing the family tradition. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? New year, new taxes, or our new third category, which is on this day?
Let's try, have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Nick. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where was there a shooting in an airport today, killing 5 and injuring 8?
Fort Lauderdale.
Correct. Now that Governor Greitens has said he won't approve spending state money on any new stadiums, what local venue do authorities want to renovate at a cost of $138 million?
Union Station?
Scott Trade Center. Which big department store company says it's eliminating more than 10,000 jobs and plan to close 68 stores after a disappointing holiday shopping season?
Macy's.
Correct. Earth was at its perihelion on Wednesday. What does that mean, perihelion?
I have no idea. Pass.
One of the last three members of a religious sect died this week. Is it the Quakers, the Shakers, or the Pastafarians?
The Quakers.
No, it's the Shakers.
Oh,
and I'm going to run out of time before we can go back here. Here's why we're down to the last two members of the Shakers. They take a vow to remain virgins, so we're not making any new Shakers. And several decades ago, they stopped adopting new people. So
yeah,
that's how you explain the extinction of a group. Right there.
Okay.
And perihelion.
Okay.
Perihelion is the point in our orbit when we are closest to the sun. I don't know if you feel it, but we're only 91,404,322 miles away from the sun right now.
Yeah, why is it so cold?
That's exactly.
I was going to say, is that why we're at 11 degrees?
Yeah. No, you know why? Because of the tilt of the Earth in the southern hemisphere, they're having their warmest days of the year.
Oh.
You see how that works?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Brilliant.
All right.
Brilliant, Paul
Harris. Welcome to the science portion of our show. Nick, you got the 1 and the 3 for a total of 4 points, and I'm sorry that means you have to be punished as well.
Nobody knows it, but when I was down, I was your cloud.
Right there.
Nobody knows.
That's the part, the woohoo that gets me.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Ew.
Valerie can sing any way that she wants. So.
Yeah.
She can be off key. Mackenzie,
you had a crush on her when she was that young?
Still do.
She was, I still think she's very attractive.
Yeah. Mackenzie Phillips always looks like she's had a smell to her.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea why, but it's just how she looked to me.
What kind of smell?
Yeah, just a pungent smell.
Not a minty smell?
No.
Not minty fresh?
No.
Nick, frankly, I'm sorry you had to hear that from Dan. But Happy New Year.
Yeah, we are
too. It's even worse through the phone.
Sorry, all right, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your weekend. Thanks. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Gene. Hi, Gene. You see what I did there? Hi, Gene.
Thank you. Perfect.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself or plug something.
I'd like to plug oral hygiene.
One of the best pitchers in Major League history.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, we have two categories left. New year, new taxes, or on this day.
Oh, let's try on this day.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which figure skater was clubbed on the leg in Detroit by men associated with a rival skater on this day in 1994?
Tanya Harding.
No.
Who's the person saying no?
That's my husband.
Well, what's your husband's name?
Mark.
Mark, do you know the correct answer?
Nancy Kerrigan.
I'm going to give it to you. It is Nancy Kerrigan.
You want Mark to take over?
Harding clubbed her. I'm sorry, I knew that.
That's okay. Here we go. The two-pointer. Who publicly demonstrated the telegraph for the first time on this day in 1838?
I have to say Thomas Edison.
Samuel Morse. Mark knew that. Which famous American married Martha Custis on this day in 1759?
1759?
Yeah.
George Washington.
Correct. What's the name of the original Rolling Stones bass player who announced he was leaving the band on this day in 1993?
Oh, geez, they're my favorite. Is he still with him?
No, he left him in 1993.
Oh, heck. I don't know. Pam.
That's his name, John Pass.
Mark, you know the answer, don't you?
No, I'm not a Rolling Stones fan.
It's Bill Wyman.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I'm just going to ask you this, just for kicks. You can't get any value out of it, but I'll ask you anyway. The five-pointer, which commercial airline became the first to complete an around-the-world flight on this day in 1942?
PWA.
Oh, that's wrong. It's Pan Am.
Pan Am.
Really hard.
Yeah. They're only hard if you don't know them, Gene.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. So, because Mark got 1 point for Nancy Kerrigan, and you got. But Gene, you did better than he did. You got 3 points for George Washington.
Thank you.
But total family score here would be only 4, and that means you both get punishment.
Punishing themselves.
And now it's up to us, babe. Well, I think we can make it.
Okay. That's it.
That's enough.
Oh, she's punishing you.
Yeah, see, now, Mark.
Yeah, she is. Every day.
See, I should really apologize to Mark now, because you know what an earworm is when you get a song in your head and you can't get it out? Mark's going to have Gene singing this all weekend long.
There he is, poor guy.
Gene, I'm glad you called. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Thank you very much. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with a 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just Happy New Year, and hope everything goes great for everybody this year.
All right. The category that's left is New Year, New Taxes. It's a multiple choice category. 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these cities has not imposed a new tax on sugary beverages? Boulder, San Francisco, or Austin?
Austin.
Correct. Which of these states has not increased the gas tax by about 7 cents? New York, Pennsylvania, or Michigan?
Pennsylvania.
New York. Which of these states is no longer imposing sales taxes on feminine hygiene products like tampons? Iowa, Illinois, or Idaho?
Idaho.
Illinois. Which state has lowered the minimum wage for getting a handgun carry permit from 20 to 18? Alabama, Texas, or Tennessee?
Texas.
Tennessee. Which state now bans residents from releasing sky lanterns because they're a fire hazard? Oregon, Washington, or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Oregon. Bob, you got the first one right, and then it all fell apart.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah. You got yourself 1 point, and that means we have a quadruple punishment day.
Right. Oh, misunderstand me.
Oh.
You put the light in my life. Oh, you put the spark to the flame.
Yeah.
I got your heart in my side.
Woo-hoo.
Nobody knows.
Let's have one more woohoo, and then we're done.
But when I was your clown, and right from the start, I gave you my heart.
Okay, Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips, everybody, appearing at the Marriott Lounge this weekend. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. Bob,
wow.
I'm glad you played, but I hope you have a better weekend than what just happened here on the radio.
Right, thanks.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free app, and also in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.